Hi, and welcome to Module 10 of SQL Server for Oracle DBA. In this module, we will discuss the database security and various security options for authenticating users and granting them permissions to access data in your database. What I would like to cover in this module is, first of all, login and user accounts for accessing the instance and the database, and then managing access and controlling access to data through privileges and roles that can be found in SQL Server. Let's first talk about managing users. In Oracle, a username is database system-wide. So in Oracle, you have a username that grants you access to both the instance as well as the database that resides on that instance. In SQL Server, this process is two-stage. So you have a login account that allows you access to the database, to the instance, and then you have a user account that allows access to the individual databases. So in order for your user to be able to access a particular database, they need two things. They need a login account on the instance level, as well as user account in that particular database they should be accessing. In SQL Server, logins can be authenticated either by the database, that's called SQL authentication, or they can be authenticated by the operating system. They can be essentially Windows accounts, either local Windows accounts or Active Directory accounts from the domain to which your server belongs. So in order to grant access to a Windows user, Bob, to my database, I need to create a login for Windows account Bob. That login grants Bob access to my SQL Server instance. Once I have that login in that SQL Server instance, I can grant him access to individual databases by creating a user account for Bob in each individual database. That also means that your databases have dependency on a login account that exists on a particular instance. So in order for your database to work and Bob being able to access that particular database, the login for him must exist on the instance level. In SQL Server 2012, there is a new functionality called contained databases. In contained databases, you can avoid having this dependency on an instance level login by creating logins inside the database. So basically, the database itself contains the username and the password, and in such contained database, when Bob authenticates, when he connects and authenticates, he authenticates directly to the database in question rather than to the entire instance. So you can have databases with user accounts that have no login accounts on the instance level. That is a nice feature to have if you're moving your databases between various SQL Server instances. So once you have your logins and users created, you can manage privileges by granting access to various system functions and objects. So alter database and grant are examples of system privileges, while select, insert, update, and delete are examples of object-level permissions. These are basically two types of permissions that you can grant. One of them are the privileges are system-wide and allow to perform a particular type of operation on any object, while object-level permissions apply only to a certain object. In SQL Server and in Oracle, you have both grant and revoke statements. So grant a statement is used to grant a privilege, and revoke is used to remove that privilege. In addition to that, SQL Server also has explicit deny So you can use deny statement to explicitly deny permission to a particular object to a particular user. This is useful in cases where multiple users are grouped into one single Windows group, which is then subsequently granted permission to access your data. If you want to single out a particular person, you can grant access to the entire Windows group and then single out a particular user, denying permission to that user. That allows for some very interesting scenario and provides with flexible permission management. You can see permissions that are granted inside the database by looking at sysdatabase permissions statement, the DMV, and by using fn built-in permissions to see the list of grantable permissions within SQL Server. In addition to using directly grantable permissions to your users and to logins, remember that you always grant permission within a database to a user and permission to any instance level object to a login. So these are two security principles on each resides on a different level. So if I want to grant a permission to alter any database, that's a server level permission, so I would grant that permission to a login account. If I want to grant permission to alter any table, I grant that, that's a database level permission, so I grant that permission to an individual user account inside the database. In addition to those, you also have the ability to grant permissions by using roles. Both Oracle and SQL Server provide system roles with predefined set of system privileges. You can also create your own user roles. In SQL Server, there are two types of roles. There are server roles for granting permissions to the entire instance, and there are database roles for granting permissions within the database. As you can imagine, server roles are used to group login accounts, where database roles are used to group users and user accounts within that database. The most important server role in SQL Server is a sysadmin fixed role. The sysadmin fixed role is equivalent of the Oracle's DBA role and provides login with unlimited permissions to that SQL Server instance. So that login can perform all the administrative tasks on the server. Within the database, the equivalent is called DB owner, and it's a database level role that grants ownership-like permissions to the database and allows the user to perform all the operations within that database. You can also create your own roles, both server and database level, to grant specific permissions. So SQL Server comes with a predefined set of roles, both server and database, and those predefined roles have predefined set of permissions, and they are typically used to grant certain administrative privileges and allow users to perform certain administrative and maintenance tasks on the server or on the database. If you want to use roles to grant permissions to individual objects to multiple users, you can create your own role and grant permissions to that particular role and then group your users within that role. So if you want to grant access to a particular table to multiple users, it's probably easier to group those users using a role and grant permission to a role rather than grant them individual permissions to that object. It will just simplify the management of your entire permission mechanism. So let me now show you how we can create logins and users for those logins and how we can grant and revoke permissions to the database objects. I will start by creating a new Windows user. So in Server Manager, I will create a user called user1 with some passwords. He doesn't have to change the password. The next login, it never expires. I just created a Windows account for my user. Now I would like to grant this user permission to access my database. The way I can do it is to go to my SQL Server instance and in Object Explorer expand security and create a new login based on that Windows login. So based on the existing Windows account, I create a new login, and that login grants permission to access this instance. Notice that that doesn't imply that the user will have access to any particular user database. He will just have the ability to connect to the database, to the SQL Server instance itself, and then use master and temp DB. Another possibility is to do the same operation or similar operation by using transact SQL. So I'm going to use the net user command. This command, by the way, will be executed against the operating system. That's the command that is executed in the command line when I run my query in the SQL CMD mode. So when I execute this, this essentially adds a new user in Windows. And in addition to my user one, I now have user two that I created in Windows. Now I would like to create a login for user two. The syntax is very simple. You just say create login, the name of the login from Windows. So for Windows login user two, I create a SQL Server login that allows access to this instance. If I wanted my user two to be able to administer this instance and grant him full DBA permissions, I could use SP add server role member stored proc to add this particular login to the sysadmin predefined fixed server role. If I do this, user two right now has unlimited privileges to everything that happens on this instance. Another possibility is creating a SQL Server login without having a Windows login. So I'm going to create a login called demo2 with a password. That password is now stored inside the SQL Server instance. It's stored inside the database, the master database. And I will have AdventureWorks 2012 as its default database. If I create this login, I could now try to connect to the database using that login. So let's say I'm going to specify SQL Server authentication demo2 with password. If I try to connect, it says cannot open user default database, login failed, because I created a login but I forgot to add demo2 as a user in AdventureWorks 2012. So that login now tries to connect, but it cannot access its default database. So in order to fix that, I need to go to AdventureWorks database and create a user inside that database. Create a user demo2 for login demo2. So for that login, I create a user. If I now try to connect using that account. The connection will be successful and I'm able to access the database. However, just being able to access the database doesn't really mean that I can query anything there. So I get select permission denied on the table that I try to query. So right now I only have the permission to connect to the database itself, but I don't have any object-specific permissions that would allow me to run any queries. So let's take a look at another example. Since I have my demo user, actually, let me drop that user first and recreate it under a slightly different name. Notice that the name for the user does not need to match the name of the login. It can be a different name. So in this case, for login demo 2, I create user just called demo, and I want to grant some individual permissions. So in my AdventureWorks 2012 database, I can grant permissions to access either individual columns. So this is a statement that grants user permission to select individual column from a table, rather than run a select statement against all the columns in the table. He can access a particular he can access a particular column. So I can grant access to individual columns and deny select state, deny permission to another column. So basically, this user will be able to run a select statement against only a certain subset of the columns from this table. And I will grant full select insert update permissions to another table. Now, one way to test the effective permissions for the user is to impersonate the user. Since my account is a sysadmin on this instance, I can impersonate any login and any user I want. So I can impersonate user demo within the database, basically step into his shoes and execute queries under his security context to see if my permission system works well. So if I try to select all the columns from human resources employee, I get a number of errors because there are columns which I cannot access. So I can only access certain columns. If I take one of the columns such as gender and only run a select against that column, that will of course work because I have access to this column. So you can grant column level permissions. Conversely, if I run a select star from human resources department, I have full access to this table. There was full permissions granted, so I can run my select. Now, if I want to grant some additional permissions, I need to revert to my original security context. So I am no longer user demo. I am now back to being administrator and the sysadmin of the server. And I can grant permissions also on a schema level. So in this case, rather than grant permissions to individual objects within the sales schema, I can grant permissions to the schema itself, which implies permissions to all the objects contained within that schema. So running this statement would grant delete permission on all the tables within the sales schema. Granting execute on the schema level implies permission to execute any stored procedure or function that is contained in that schema. That's another option for simplifying permission management. Rather than granting permissions to individual objects, you can group the objects into schemas and then grant permissions to those schemas. And then finally, I could also grant permissions to my user by adding him to an appropriate database role. So in this case, I decided that the demo user should have access to everything and full permissions on that database after all. And the easiest way to do it is to add this user to a DB owner role within the database. That will give him full permissions to everything within that specific database without making him a sysadmin on the server level. So he will not be able to manage the entire server, but he will be able to, it's the role first and then the user, so that should be the correct syntax. And I can make him a database owner without making him the sysadmin on the entire server level. So these were some of the examples of how we can create logins and users and how we can use direct permissions as well as roles to grant permissions to individual objects. As you've seen, the security model of SQL Server is somewhat more complicated to Oracle. That's because there is the two-step process and there is a separate security level for accessing the instance and a separate security level for accessing individual databases. We've learned how we can associate our logins with users for in individual databases and how we can grant permissions either directly or by the use of predefined fixed roles on the server and inside the database. Thank you very much for watching, and in module 11 we will discuss the exporting and importing of the data in our database. Thank you.